West Nile is getting the most attention, but there are other potentially deadly viruses carried by mosquitoes in the U.S. Several similar microbes can also cause inflammation of the brain, and they've been around for decades. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on how West Nile virus fits into the family of mosquito-borne diseases.
Joe Garrett has been an epidemiologist for the U.S. Army in the state of Texas for 28 years. He's seen a lot of diseases caused by relatives of the West Nile virus, like, for instance, St. Louis encephalitis and Eastern equine encephalitis, which affects humans as well as horses. To Garrett, West Nile isn't as bad as it could be given its family tree.
West Nile seems to be a much milder disease than either St. Louis encephalitis or Eastern equine encephalitis. In fact, most people who get the disease will never know they have it.
St. Louis encephalitis kills 3 to 30% of the people who get it. There are an average of 128 cases a year. That's slightly more than the official number of West Nile cases so far this year. But when's the last time you heard about St. Louis encephalitis? West Nile is getting a lot more attention. That doesn't surprise tropical disease specialist Andrew Spielman of Harvard University.
West Nile is new, and it's entered at a very sensitive time. In 1999, people were, and still are, extremely focused on health, and exotic problem like this is likely to be reported on intensively, and people are likely to be extremely alert, extremely sensitive to it.
And because West Nile is new to the U.S., their bodies are likely to be sensitive to it, too. One of the differences between the West Nile virus and its relatives is that West Nile is a stranger to Americans' immune systems. Texas epidemiologist Joe Garrett says as that changes, the nature of the outbreak could change.
Over time, as people are exposed to the disease, the population base will develop some inherent immunity to West Nile. So we will see less cases over time. In fact, probably the East Coast, we may be seeing less cases this year than we have in previous years.
West Nile won't be the last new virus to show up in the U.S. Infectious diseases experts like Tulane University's Don Krogstad fully expect to see more relatives of West Nile, viruses that use mosquitoes as vectors to carry them to humans.
If one were to ask, what would the next mosquito-borne viral disease likely be in the United States, the most likely candidate far and away would be dengue. The vectors are here, the climate is here, there have already been introductions into the United States.
But Joe Garrett isn't so sure it will be dengue. He says the viruses that cause it have been here for decades and haven't spread much. He's not willing to predict what will come next. No one expected West Nile virus. When it first appeared, many public health experts thought it was the virus that causes St. Louis encephalitis. Garrett says in a way, it doesn't make a difference what the next West Nile-type virus will be.
The reaction we all make to them, whether it be from an individual standpoint of protecting yourself from the mosquitoes and getting rid of the water sources that the mosquitoes breed in, that's the same for all these diseases. The public health response as far as mosquito control is the same for all these diseases.
And except for dengue, the diseases caused by relatives of the West Nile virus are treated pretty much the same. There are no vaccines for any of them, and there hasn't been much of a demand. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, several companies are working on a vaccine for West Nile. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.